They were very religious, but a school was by far one of the major priorities, if you will. And Nimrod Tolls, who was one of the scouts, he donated the property on which to build the school. That's why they named the school Toll School. Now, in my uncle's story, he said they attended school only in the summer and into early fall. You know, they didn't have clothing suitable for winter weather. And at that time, they only went, I think, as far as grade 8. And of course, getting teachers was another problem. Not that I blame them, but, and then when you realize this is a black settlement, I mean, getting somebody to go out there and teach these children, it was something else. And my uncle writes in his story that one of the first was Columbus Bowen's daughter because she had obtained her teaching certificate in Oklahoma. So she was able to teach until such time as, you know, they were able to get someone else. They went through a succession of teachers out there. I don't remember exactly when the Cromwells came. They were from Chatham, Ontario. And according to my aunt's story, they stayed for the longest period of time. She taught two, I think, but I think he was the main one. But I know that he taught my mom and most of her siblings. I may have had him for 1 or 2 years. Can you imagine having the same teacher that your parents had? The log school was eventually replaced with a frame school, and that was in the county of Athabasca, and all of the schools were the same. They were one-room schools. There aren't very many of them standing anymore, of course. And finally, Toll School was bulldozed and burned to make room for the highway that runs through Amber Valley now.